Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, clap your hands. Listen, it's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. You stood the test. He's gonna open your window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be a blessing. Come on, it's your season, say. In the field, I'm blessed going out, I'm blessed coming in. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season, oh God, to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say.
It's your season
to be blessed. Flood, but I'm standing here because of his blood. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season, yes it is, to be blessed. Come on, say it again, say
it. It's your season
to be blessed.
God made you a promise.
Somebody say yes it is. season to be healed.
It's my season to be
delivered. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. We bless and praise God this morning. Amen. I got my husband down here with me. Praise God. Working out some kinks in the radio show. Amen. Bless you, bless you, bless you, everybody. Hallelujah for coming on this morning. You are on Mount National Church this morning with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil this morning. I thank God for you, you, and you for allowing me, amen, to come into your home this morning. Praise God. So we bless and praise God on today. Come on, let's give God some glory this morning. It is our season. It's our season to be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God for all that he is doing, all that he is getting ready to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank him. Amen. For his greatness and for his love for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you're doing. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. We know that God is still yet good. Amen. I don't believe that I might be able to play my music this morning because something is going on with the actual radio show, but I'm here and you're there. Amen. Praise God. So I thank you, amen, for just being you this morning and just allowing me to come into your home. So now let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We lift you up, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, as we come, God, today, we thank you, hallelujah, for who you are in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we come, God, today, we ask that you touch us from the crown of our heads to the very soles of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, move by your Holy Spirit, God, in each and everyone's home today, Lord God. Bring the love, bring the joy, God. Bring the laughter into the homes today, God. Bring the togetherness into the homes today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we come, God, yes, Holy Spirit, we ask for the movement of the Holy Ghost, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, on this airways, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, in me, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, if you find anything in me, God, take it out right now, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, that I may bless the people, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. And I ask, Father God, that your word will come forth in power, in authority, Father God, from the heavenlies, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, move self out the way, Lord God. Oh, Father, have thine own way, God, in this place, God, in their homes, oh God. Oh, Father God, I call out to you today. I lift my voice up to you today, God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do, what you're going to say, how you're going to move, how you're going to deliver, how you're going to heal. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, and how you're going to break yokes today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Now, God, as I move out the way, that the Holy Spirit can have his way, Lord God, I ask that you move, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. And we thank you, Father. Send down your wisdom and your knowledge and your understanding, Father, that only you can give, Lord. And I bless your holy name, God. We give you glory. We give you glory. Come on, y'all. We give you glory. We give God the glory, God. We woke up this morning. We give you glory, Father. Yes, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for this is our season to be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Today, I am excited, y'all. Glory to God, the word that God has been giving me on this week. And the title is today, amen, Rising from the Ashes. What do you mean, preacher? Rising from the ashes. Amen. I want you to come with me this morning. Amen. God said we should get beauty for ashes, right? Amen. Hallelujah. So Isaiah 61, I want to go there, verses 1 through 7. Isaiah I'll be coming from Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 7. Amen. Praise God. And it reads, y'all, everybody knows the scripture. Everybody quotes the scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. But we want the scripture not only to be read, we want the scripture to come alive. Amen. And our lives and our hearts be changed. Our mind will be changed. God will reset our Shanda. He will reset our minds today. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion. Come on. To console those who mourn in Zion, who mourn in the church, who mourns, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Come on, somebody, that he may be glorified. And they shall rebuild the old ruins. They shall raise up the former desolation, and they shall repair the ruined city, the desolation of many generations. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks. Huh, come on, somebody. And the sons of the foreigners shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priest of the Lord. They shall call you the servant of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. And in their glory you shall boast. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on with me this morning, y'all. I'm excited. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. And instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. Everlasting joy shall be yours. Come on, somebody. We are rising today. Glory to God. Glory to God. From the ashes, amen, hallelujah. I want to point out to you today in verse number 3, praise God, hallelujah, to point unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Beauty, beauty, beauty is the quality, come on somebody, present in a thing or a person. Let me say that one more time. Yes, Holy Spirit. Beauty is the quality present in a thing or a person that gives intense pleasure or deep satisfaction to the mind. Ash is the gray or black powdery substance that is left after something is burned. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. For our key verse today is Isaiah 61 and 3. God promised to give beauty for ashes for those who mourn in Zion. In the biblical times, was it customary for people to sit in ashes or to cover themselves with ashes to express loss or mourning, such as grief? Oh, come on, somebody. Over a traumatic situation, come on, I can go through some examples. Amen. Praise God that God says, I'm going to bless my people. I'm going to take them out of the ashes. Glory to God. high glory to God, and give them beauty for their ashes. Amen. And I begin to look at the word of the Lord. There are so many places in the Bible, praise God, that ashes was represented at the time. We find that Tamar, praise God, and Ammon, amen, glory to God, yes, Holy Spirit, in 2 Samuel 13, I think it's 13, verses 18 and 19, praise God, hallelujah, the Bible says, so his servant put her out and blotted the door after her. This is Tamar. Y'all remember Tamar in the Bible. She was wearing an ornament of robe. Come on. For this was the kind of garment the virgin daughter of the king wore. Tamar put ashes on her head and tore the ornament, the robe she was wearing. She put her hands on her head and went away weeping aloud as she went out. Why did she do that? Praise God. Hallelujah. We find Tamar. We know that Tamar in the Bible, and a lot of people don't want to talk about this situation, praise God, where her brother had raped her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we have many, many people right now are suffering, praise God. Hallelujah. Because mama, daddy, uncle, cousin, boo-boo, whoever, praise God. Hallelujah. Did something to that child. Amen. Glory to God. Whether it was a boy or a girl. Come on, somebody. I hear you, Holy Ghost. Talk about it this morning. Amen. Praise God that somebody will get free this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so when he raped her, praise God, she went away, praise God, and she put her hands on her head, and she went away weeping, praise God. She put ashes upon her because why? She was in trauma. She was in distress, but God wants to pull you out of that today. Praise God, hallelujah, because he's letting you know that I am God. I will heal those places in your life, praise God. You will never forget what happened, but I will bless you that you, the ashes that you have set in, I'm going to give you beauty for ashes. I'm talking to somebody today, praise God. God is calling you up from the ashes, calling you up, praise God, for the hurt, the pain, the disappointment that you have went through, praise God. You will rise up out of those ashes today, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Over distressing places, and the nation is going through things right now, praise God, and the death threats of Mordecai and the Jews, and Esther, praise God, hallelujah. We know that Esther, yes, Holy Spirit, glory to God, when everybody came up against them, the nation came up against them, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Haman came up against them, praise God. The Bible says in Esther 4:1, when Mordecai learned all that had been done, he tore his clothes and put sackcloth and ashes and went out into the city wailing loudly and bitterly. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Why? Because there was in a situation where things began to go wrong in their lives and God wanted to move. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But then he went away not knowing that God was going to give him the beauty for the ashes that he has went through. Praise God. And sometimes some of us are still crying in the midnight hour not knowing what God is going to do. Some of us, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, are still oppressed and depressed, but God wants you to come up out of the ashes today. Praise God, he wants you to be blessed today. He wants to carry you to a new place in him. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, Mordecai, he learned all that had been done, and a lot of times we learn that things have been done against us. Praise God, they set a trap for Mordecai. Praise God, they built a thing they meant to hang him. Praise God, but God turned that thing around. Somebody say, God turned it. God turned it. God turned it. He will give you what? Beauty for ashes. Yes, Holy Spirit. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. The Bible says, amen, hallelujah. We talked about Jonah. 3:5-10, praise God, and hallelujah, with Jonah, associated with repentance, amen. from one's own sin, praise God. How many know, praise God, that we all fall short of the glory of God, because that's what the Bible says, amen. There is none righteous, no, not one, praise God, hallelujah. And sometimes, amen, praise God, we are still mourning of the things that we have done. We are still mourning, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, and God is trying to call us out of the ashes, praise God, hallelujah. Wherever somebody else said about you, praise God, what you have done to yourself, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. God, all God do is call you out, out of that repentance stage, praise God, because once you repent, he said, I throw those things into the sea of forgiveness. Come on, somebody, you got to understand, you got to come out of your ashes. God wants us to come out of our ashes, stop mourning our past, but look to our future, amen, praise God. The Bible says, even in Jonah, associated with the repentance, amen, hallelujah, Jonah 3, verses 5 through 10, the Bible says, and the people of Nineveh believed God. They called for a fast and put on sackcloth. Come on, somebody. From the greatest of them to the least of them. How many know, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, when things are going wrong, God calls for a fast. But glory to God, we are taking our sackcloth off today, praise God. We are taking those ashes. We are coming out of those ashes today, praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, I'm rising from the ashes today. My God, I give you glory. The word reached the king of Nineveh, and he rose from his throne, removed his robe, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes, and he issued a proclamation and published it through Nineveh. By the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything, he said. Let them not feed or drink water. My God, I give you glory. When you really want to get God's attention, I'm telling you, boy, you lay that plate down. Why, God will intervene. I'm telling you, glory to God. I tried it, and I know that it worked when something's going on in your life. When you lay that plate down, my God gets in that situation. Why? Because now you have totally given yourself to the Lord. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Ashes is therefore linked with a negative of life, such as pain, loss, affliction, disappointment, distress, despair, shame, and darkness, bitterness, come on somebody, and suffering. Hence, God promised to replace it with beauty, hope, light, success, and joy, and glory. Come on, somebody. My God, I feel good this morning, y'all. I don't know about y'all, but I'm rising from the ashes today. Glory to God. Glory to God. All this week, I've been praising God for the new things. I will no longer sit in ashes. Come on, somebody. Shout with me today. Come on, connect with me today. Glory to God. No longer will I sit in the ashes. No more will I mourn over those things that happened to me. No more will I mourn at what God is doing in my life when I don't understand it. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Beauty for ashes. Beauty for ashes. Beauty for ashes is an ever-running promise to God's people that he shall deliver us from our plight. Oh, come on, somebody. And ultimately send us the Messiah so we can still look up to him. The Bible says, come on, in Hebrews 12 and 2, oh, my God, I give you glory, for the encouragement and hope when facing difficulties, for he has assured us in his word, come on, somebody, hallelujah, glory to God, Psalms 34 and 19, many are the affliction of the righteous. Oh, my God, I give you glory. But the Lord deliver him out of them all. That is the promises of God. We quote that scripture. We glory to God. Glory to God. We run with that scripture. Praise God. But let me just say, say this to you. God says many, many, not just you, many are the affliction of the righteous. But listen what the Lord says. But, he said, but, come on, God, glory, I give you glory. But the Lord delivered him out of them all. My beloved in the Lord, no matter the ashes that has covered the burning coals of your life, no matter where, oh, come on, Holy Ghost, the health problems, your job, your marriage, your ministry, your relationship, your family, your education, your business, and you are overwhelmed with mourning and heaviness, keep the faith and your head high in the Lord. For he is still, come on somebody, for he is still and always waiting to turn things around for your good and your favor. Your situation that you are in right now, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, you will come out of that. Somebody said, trouble don't last always. Come on, glory to God, glory to God. You got to understand that God is in your situation. God is in your house. God is in your job. Come on, somebody, my God, I give you the glory. God is in your family. God is in your relationship. Have you invited him in today? Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Yes, God, I give you the glory. For he is still always waiting, come on, my God, to turn things around. Turn it around for your good and your favor. So you can have the oil of joy for mourning. Be adorned with garment of praise and for the spirit of heaviness. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. He will take your mourning clothes off. And put on, glory to God, glory to God. Yes, Holy Ghost. The garment of praise. And be named the tree of righteousness for the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Even though you might be think you're sitting in ashes today, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, I thank you. God is going to take you up out of the ashes. Because tell somebody right next to you or tell the atmosphere, trouble don't last always. Glory to God. The Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hello, sunshine. Hello, sunshine. Somebody said, hello, sunshine. Glory to God. The light is shining in my situation. The light is shining. Come on, somebody in my family. The light is shining in my life. Come on, glory to God. Come on with the Lord this morning. The light is shining in my help. Come on, somebody. Somebody need a healing. The Lord is shining in my health. Glory to God. The Lord is shining in my job. The Lord is shining in my marriage. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Lord is shining in my ministry. Come on. Glory to God. The Lord is shining in my relationship. Yes, Holy Ghost. The Lord is shining in my family's life. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Lord is shining in my education. The Lord is shining in my business, praise God, hallelujah. I might not feel it right now. I might not see it right now, but the Lord is coming to lift me up out of these ashes. Somebody shout right there. The Lord is coming to lift me up out of these ashes because he promised. Remember, the Lord says, it is your season to be blessed. God made a promise. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He is not slack concerning his promises. Yes, Holy Ghost. The word is true, y'all. May God richly bless you. Hallelujah, Jesus. We coming to the Lord. The Bible says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. For I am your God. I, the Lord thy God, will strengthen you and help you. Come on, somebody. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Right, my God. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand, he said. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not, he said. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I, the Lord thy God, will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Don't be dismayed, for I am your God. I, the Lord thy God, will strengthen you. Hold on to these promises that God is with you in your individual situations. Remember the time, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, when God gave Noah a promise. He said that it would be raining, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. God gave Noah a rainbow as a sign that God keeps his promises. As he was faithful to Noah, he will be faithful to you. The Bible said, glory to God, glory to God. Isaiah 40:29, he says, he gives strength to the weary and increase to the power. Come on, increase power to the weak. The Bible also went on to say that Isaiah 40:31, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not go weary. Come on, somebody. You won't grow weary. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. They will walk and not faint. The Bible also went on to say, because God wants you to know, praise God, today, hallelujah, that he is with you. He's taking you from one place and putting you into a new place. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. He's taking you, I hear you, Holy Ghost. He's taking you out of the ashes. Oh, my. And he's putting you, glory to God, glory to God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Ah, he's putting you in a great place, a place of glory, amen, that he may be glorified. I hear you, God, that he may be glorified. Yes, Holy Ghost, it's not about us. Come on, somebody, I want you to know today, even though you are walking out this life right now, glory to God, your life was never about you anyway, praise God. You come to give glory to God, somebody else, some hope, saith the Lord thy God. Yes, Holy Ghost. So whatever you're going through today, you will be able to share with somebody else that God took me out of the ashes into his glory. Come on, somebody, that he may get the glory, that he may get the glory. Come on, somebody, say he may get the glory. My God, I give you glory. The Bible says in Isaiah 43:2, when you pass through the waters, yes, Holy Ghost, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you, he said. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames, that flame, glory to God. Y'all know that flame, glory to God. That flame of hardship. That flame, praise God, where the enemy wanted to take you out of here, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. That flame, praise God, when you thought you was living in poverty. Come on, somebody. The flame of oppression, depression, glory to God, glory to God. God says, that flame will not set you ablaze, saith the Lord thy God. Do you trust him today? Praise God. Hallelujah. Because Jeremiah went on to say, glory to God, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you an hope and a future. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 31:8, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Come on, somebody. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, he said. My God, I give you the glory. Somebody shout right there, because God is moving by his Holy Spirit. God is moving by his Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Can I say that one more time to the people of God this morning? Even though he was talking to Joshua, he wants us to know too. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. The Bible says in Psalms 23:4, he says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod, they comfort me. The Bible says, Philippians 4:6-7, do not be anxious about anything. A lot of times, praise God, we get so anxious. We want to help God to move faster in our lives. But God wants us to be still and know that he is God. He is God. He's going to be the one that take us out of the ashes. Come on, somebody. He is the one that's going to be glorified. So therefore, praise God, he said, do not be anxious about anything. Anything that comes into your life. Any situation that comes into your life. Don't get anxious. Glory to God to help me to move, to make the prophecy come to pass. He said, don't be anxious. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, he said, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. He wants us to know today, hallelujah, glory to God, that he is the one, hallelujah, that's going to bring the beauty for ashes. That one that felt like they was rejected and pushed aside and replaced and don't know the identity of yourself. Amen. Praise God. But listen. Beauty for ashes, literally replacing a rejected identity with an acceptable and a celebrated tag. Come on, somebody. You're getting ready to be celebrated in this season. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know what the Lord said. Amen. Praise God. And I pray today that you will open up your hearts and grab a hold to the word of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. When I was talking to my husband and everything was going on and we were listening to the news and I heard God drop something in my spirit and my husband know how I am. I grabbed my book and I was writing things down and God said, soon somebody will speak to you and say, congratulations, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Are you waiting for that day, praise God, that somebody else will grab your hands and say, congratulations to you, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Congratulations on your marriage. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Come on, Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost. Congratulations on your new home. Come on, somebody. Are you ready for the Lord? Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Congratulations on your great health and clean bill of health. Congratulations, they will say to you, praise God, hallelujah. Because God said, I'm taking you from one place to another place. Congratulations on your promotion. Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. Whether it be physically or whether it be financially, congratulations on your promotion, amen. God is going to take you from poverty, amen, praise God, to more than enough that you can share with somebody else to be blessed. You will be the divine helper for somebody else, praise God. Oh, y'all getting this today, praise God, hallelujah. A lot of times we want to store up everything for ourselves, but maybe God wants to use you as somebody else to be somebody else's divine Congratulations. Congratulations on your new job. Come on, somebody. Somebody shout with me today, praise God. Congratulations on carrying your new baby. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Ghost. Congratulations on your new car. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you the glory. Yes, Holy Ghost. These are the words that God told me to write down. Jesus is fixing it for you today. This is August the 30th. Write it down, praise God, because you will testify that somebody came to you. Oh, Holy Ghost, I thank you. And said, congratulations, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, on your promotion. Congratulations on your marriage. Congratulations on your health. Congratulations on your job. Congratulations carrying your baby. Come on, somebody. Congratulations on the new car that God's going to give you. Because all things come from God. Yes, Holy Ghost, from the Father from heaven, praise God. Nothing that you've got belongs to you. That's from the Father. Give it to you, praise God. Yes, God put it in you to work, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, but know where the source is coming from. Give God the glory. My God, I give you glory. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Don't give in to despair. You never know what great things God can do, even with the worst of the situations. Your situation has turned. This is my decree today. Open heaven 2020 for us today. God knows what he's saying. I don't care what's going on around you. Keep the faith and hold on. Father said, you are rising from the ashes. Father said, you will be congratulated. Father said, I call him Father, y'all, because he is the one. He is my protector. He is my provider. He is my deliverer. He is my healer. Y'all got to know him for yourself. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I thank the Lord for my awesome husband. Glory to God. Glory to God. But even in that, God gave him to me. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we got to understand, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God wants you to know to give him the glory when you get out of the ashes and you rise up. And when they congratulate you, you better give God all the glory. Don't you hold on to that thing, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, because there's nobody like our Lord Jesus. He can do all things but fail. Glory to God, glory to God. Somebody bless the name of the Lord, glory to God. I don't have no music today, praise God, but I bless God for the word of the Lord today, praise God, that he's taken us, amen, praise God, from rising from the ashes into his marvelous light, praise God. He's taken us, glory to God, glory to God, from the ashes, praise God, into his glory. Come on, somebody. He wants us to praise him in his time, praise God. It is time out, praise God, for mourning, for mourning, for mourning. Glory to God. We will mourn no more, because why? He said, I'll give you beauty for ashes, praise God. Hallelujah. He said, to those, I will console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the tree of righteousness, the plant of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, my master. And when I look up, glory to God, to reference the scripture, praise God, he said in the word, praise God, in Psalms 23:5, you prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anointed my head with oil, and my cup, come on, somebody, overflows. My cup runneth over. Oh, come on, somebody, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. The oil is going to run over. It's going to run over into your family. It's going to run over into your home. Come on, somebody, everywhere that you go, they will call you favor, because why? God said, I'm taking you out of the ashes. Yeah, call you out of my sand. I'm going to to crown you today with righteousness. I'm going to bless your soul, saith the Lord thy God. And soon and very soon, and somebody will congratulate you. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. I hear you, God. You said, sign, sealed, and delivered to your people today, God. I lift my hands up to you today, God, in total surrender. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. You got to lift your hands up in total surrender to the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, God, take all of me, God. Take all of me, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on with me this morning. Take all of me, God. It's not about me, God, but it's about you, God. It's your glory, God. My life represents you, God. It's your glory, God. When you lift me up, God, it's your glory. Come on, I want you to talk to yourself today. Praise God. We've been in the ashes for too long. Tell God, thank you for lifting me up out of the ashes. I'm going to have the oil of joy for the spirit of heaviness. He said, take up. He's putting on the garment of praise. You're going to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Woo, my God, I give the glory. Y'all got me preaching today. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Maybe I don't need no music. Holy Ghost, I thank you, Lord. God has not forgotten you. You will bounce back from every and negative situation you are experiencing. Your story has already been written. Your final scene has been shot. Come on, somebody. You don't end in failure. You end in victory. I thank God for you, you, and you today. Praise God. We give God the glory this morning. We thank him today for his word, rising from the ashes. God, I thank you. Somebody say, I have risen from the ashes today. I got a new song in my spirit and a new dance in my feet. No longer will I complain, but I'll thank him instead. Thank him for what he's getting ready to do. Start thanking him. Stop complaining. Just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the promotion. Thank you for blessing my marriage. Thank you for good health, God. Thank you for my new job, God. Thank you, Lord, I'm carrying my baby. Thank you, God, for my new car. Jesus is fixing everything that concerns us today. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the glory. Somebody give God the glory. We bless and praise God on today. I thank you for coming on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just want to give you a couple announcements today. Amen. On this week, we'll be doing our regular service tomorrow. Amen. Your fix at 6. We'll be on at 6 p.m. On Wednesday evening, you will have our power and praise. Let me just say this again. Your fix at 6. With Pastor Keeping It Real, McNeil will be on tomorrow at 6 p.m. On Wednesday, amen, praise God, you will have me, Dr. Carolyn McNeil, on at 6 p.m. Amen, praise God, hallelujah, hour of power and praise. And don't forget on Friday, it's been such a blessing on Wednesday evenings. And even though, praise God, we have Sunday morning, but listen, don't miss no service, y'all, because I'm telling you, God has been moving. Amen, praise God, hallelujah, on Friday, fresh Fire Friday. Amen. You'll get some of the songs that you have never heard in a long time. Amen. The blowing of the shofar, prayer, amen, and inspiration. And that's coming from Pastor Keeping It Real, McNeil. Amen. Praise God. And on September, we're going to have revival, y'all. Revival on the radio. Can you believe God said revival on the radio? You know what? I want you to give somebody else the number. Don't keep the number to yourself. Don't you got some friends and family, praise God, that would like to come on, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, that want to get blessed also, praise God. So here on September 7th through the 9th, we have Pastor Nothing Keeping It Real. McNeil is going to be on, praise God, hallelujah, at, what is it, 6 p.m.? I think it's 6 p.m. I have on there, praise God, hallelujah. Bishop Thurman Butler, he was my overseer. He's coming on Tuesday. And then I will be on, praise God, on Wednesday. It's a great awakening revival. And God gave me, amen, the blazing altar. You don't want to miss these days, amen, praise God. It's going to take you into a new place in the Lord. I will give you more information, hallelujah, as this week goes on, praise God. But you don't want to miss this time. And if you'd like to be a blessing, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Our ministry is listeners. We just know that, praise God, hallelujah, that if you want to be a blessing to the ministry, you can do so, praise God, hallelujah. We don't get paid for this, amen, praise God, but we want the ministry to go further into the nation. So if you want to be a blessing to the ministry, you can call me, amen, or I'll give you all the information that you may do so, 302-883-9799. With that being said, amen, praise God. I don't want to take away from the word of the Lord, but I want to continue to lift up the name of Jesus, knowing that you are blessed, amen, praise God, hallelujah. The Bible says in Job 22:28, he said, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established, and, oh, yes, Holy Ghost, established unto thee, and a light shall shine in its way. So today I declare and decree by the power and the authority that God has given me from heaven, amen, over you, praise God, the blessing of the Lord will overtake you, overgird you, and undergird you, and I sequoyabashanda, and supersede in your life, praise God, hallelujah. Let me pray out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come and we bless your holy name. We give you glory, Father God, for what you have said on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I pray, God, today, Father God, as you have spoken today, God, that somebody will walk up and congratulate us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because in the midst of the pandemic, God, you are still yet moving. You are still yet breathing on us, God. You are still yet blessing us, Father. So we thank you, Lord, for grace and mercy, God. We thank you, God, for moving by your Holy Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray a special blessing, God, over them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God bless every home that's represented here. God bless the children that's represented, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, within our home, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I'm asking, Father God, for a special touch from heaven, Father God. Hey, as you have spoken to me, Father, yes, Holy Ghost, open heaven 2020. I thank you for open heaven 2020. I thank you that you are doing a great thing, God, in our lives. I thank you that you are turning poverty, God, into blessings, God. I thank you, Lord, that you are moving by your Holy Spirit. No longer we will be underneath, God, but we will be the lender and not the borrower. Above and not beneath, God. You said that you will give us land that we never till, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, as we align our life with you, God, as we totally surrender to the things of you, God, that you are moving our lives, oh, God. Oh, God, move right now, God. Move, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we lift our hands in total surrender to you today, God. Oh, God, let the blessings flow, Father. Oh, God, break barriers today, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, somebody that don't know you, Father God. Oh, God, let us begin to test. of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that we are being trailblazers for our family, God. Trailblazers, God, for our children, God. Trailblazers, God, on our job, God. Oh, Holy Ghost, have your way today, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. And we give you glory, Father. Now I want to him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. And let the church say amen. God bless you all. Until next time, God bless you all. Be blessed, everybody. Have a marvelous and wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen.